Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 108, Holidays Around the World at Epcot, featuring Norway. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 108 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. For those of you watching on YouTube for the first time, welcome. WDW Memories is a bi-weekly podcast that takes you into the parks virtually through headphones using binaural audio and helps you relive some of those favorite Walt Disney World memories. Come check us out at www-memories.net for more information. And for those of you downloading the video for our annual Christmas special, I'm glad to have you back again. For those of us that have been to Epcot during the holiday season, you'll know all about the Holidays Around the World series of shows. Here you can get a quick story explaining how Christmas, or an explanation of their own celebrations, are done at each of the country's pavilions. When my wife and I were there in 2006, we got to see every single one, and my favorite, hands down, is in Norway. The story of Jule Nessen, the Christmas gnome, is an entertaining one and gets the whole family laughing together. We'll be joining today's memory just before I start the video camera, so the screen will be dark for just a moment. Sigrid will walk up to the stage and introduce herself, and then the fun begins. Today's memory is in binaural, so headphones are almost required to get the full experience. And don't forget, for more memories like these, subscribe to our channel on YouTube or start subscribing to our podcast. All the links to these things can be found at www-memories.net. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we watch Sigrid and Jule Nessen share the Christmas traditions from Norway.
I think we can do it a little bit better. Go you!
Go you!
Very I heard one good one. Go you.
Go you.
Oh, wait. Go you. Christmas time in Norway, you need to know about these wonderful but strange little creatures we have called nissa, or gnomes. Now, it's said among the farmers and families of my village that these nissa live in our haylofts. It's also said that they're the guardians of our welfare, and therefore the families need to treat them with respect, because if we don't, these nissa have been known to cause a bit of mischief in one way or another. But of course, all that's really neither here nor there, because we all know that these mischief makers don't really exist, except in stories and fairy tales. But of course, all that's really neither here nor there, because we all know that these mischief makers don't really exist.
Unless they do exist and are therefore very clever and mischievous indeed.
Excuse me. Now, the most familiar of these gnomes has a pretty important part in the traditional Norwegian Christmas. His name is Jule Nissen, a really old and really, really kind of funny-looking little gnome. And
that's not true! You don't know what you're talking about, girl!
I'm sorry, did you have something to share?
Ragnia!
Okay. Well, Jule Nissen has become the traditional gift-giver at Christmas time, so all the children know to be on their best behavior, or else Jule Nissen doesn't leave them anything but a lump of coal.
And believe me, I can do it. Got my eye on you now, kiddo.
Christmas time in Norway. It's my favorite time of year. You know, people walk around smiling and singing, and everyone says... Do you remember what they say? Goyul, that's right. Everyone says Goyul to everyone they pass by.
What do we have here? A bunch of unbelieving skeptics? You don't believe in Nissa, do you? Well, allow me to take advantage of Sigrid's dramatic pause and introduce myself. Jule Nissen, at your service. Go Jule, everybody.
Go Jule.
Louder. Go Jule. Wrap your lips around it. Go Jule. Stop. You sound like a bunch of sick cows. I hope you don't mind me helping Sigrid, the non-believer, tell her story today. You know, sort of spice it up every now and then. Tweak it here and there. For entertainment purposes only.
Short. Sorry. There are festive decorations like these over here.
Lovely.
Oh, and holiday cookings fill the homes of the Norwegian families in preparation for the big day. Now, here in the States, most of you celebrate on Christmas Day, right? And you might, like, go to your grandma's house or your uncle's house. Well, that is not the way we do it in Norway. In Norway, we have 3 days of celebration.
That's right. We like to party.
Who are you? Who are you?
Party.
Not from Norway, are you?
Our big celebration day is Christmas Eve. In the middle of that day, around noon or so, everything closes up early. The bells ring in the chapel, and everyone goes home early.
Christmas Eve, good friends. Eat well, says the farmer. And what noise do you think his cows are making back at him?
Goyu!
Goyu! You know cows that can say Merry Christmas in Norwegian. Yeah, I find that utterly preposterous. I just tickled myself. Let's hear some real cows out there. Special Christmas cow?
And for the birds, we have what's called the Yuri Neck. The children of the village. The children of the village. Okay. I know I heard it. Is anyone else here that? Am I the only one? No. Oh, you love that bell. You should get him a bell for Christmas. The Yule Neck is when the children of the village buy the biggest sheaf of grain from their harvest, and they place it on top of a spruce pole, like this one right here, so all the little birds flying by have a place to feast, too. Oh, and the children don't forget about you, Unison, on Christmas Eve. Oh,
that's right. They leave treats for me, too. Can you guess what they leave for me? Cookies are yummy. Yes, but that's something you want to save for, what's his name over there? Santa Claus, the ho-ho-ho guy. Well, I'm more of a hee-hee-hee guy myself, and I prefer a great big bowl of porridge. That's right. Good. Woo! Porridge. All right. Maybe it's not a big treat to all of you, but believe you me, when those kids leave me that nice steaming in my hayloft on Christmas Eve, come here. Well, it warms me right up on that cold. I stand right there. I think you know what to do.
That's right, a bowl of... Hey! How are you? Good. Wow, you just appeared. You're like a magic kid. Thanks. Thank you. Old porridge, stein of ale.
Stein of ale, either.
And as Unison prepares for his journey delivering gifts, the Norwegian family begins their celebration. It's lights out as the entire house is illuminated by the soft glow of the candlelight. Then we have a big feast, and after that, everyone starts to get all excited, especially the kids, because they all know that the Christmas tree is in the next room.
I love this part. Finally, the parents say, okay, let's go into the other room. They open the door, and there... Come here. Fully decorated. And now back to our regularly scheduled film day.
And then the rest... Jiminy Cricket. We have an ambassador here from the Children of the Corn today. It's been a really strange afternoon in that area about time. The rest of the evening I spent opening presents and singing songs around the Christmas tree until really late at night, and all of that happens just on Christmas Eve. Now, even though the children already opened up their presents on Christmas Eve, they'll still get up early on Christmas Day. Some people attend church services, but the rest of that day is usually spent quietly at home with the family.
I know.
Oh, but our fun doesn't stop there, because the next day, December 26th, that's our second Christmas Day. That's our day for parties and visiting friends.
It's also the time for the Yule book. The Yule book. Oh, see, that's when the kids get all dressed up. They go traipsing from door to door, singing Christmas carols and asking their neighbors for goodies. What are you shrugging for? Well, I asked for a handout. What'd you give me? His handout. Very good. Yeah. Well, just remember, the next time a gnome comes a-knocking, better have a big bowl of porridge rocking. Porridge! 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 Oh, don't fake it.
All right, well, now you know a little bit more about the holidays in Norway. I'm sorry to have to burst your bubble on that whole gnome thing.
No, secret.
Yes?
Hello, we're all out here.
Marco... Hello.
Hey, you're talking to trees.
Yes, I was. Thank you, Unison.
No problem.
Unison?
Surprise!
It's Unison!
The light dawns on Marblehead. Look at you. Yeah, they saw me the whole time. I think we finally made a believer out of her. What do you think?
Yeah.
Long last. Her eyes are wide open. Well, Secret, now that... Don't touch the gnome.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now that you've got everybody gathered, I think this is the perfect time for all of us to pledge the gnomish code for the holidays. Now, everybody raise your right hand and repeat after me. I swear.
I swear.
Wait, that's not nice. You're not supposed to swear.
I don't know. It just comes out. I just think of them like that.
Just kidding. I swear.
I swear.
To uphold the values of Christmas.
To uphold the values of Christmas.
And keep them in my heart throughout the year.
Keep them in my heart throughout the year.
Grasshopper alarm. And I swear.
And I swear.
To eat as much porridge as possible.
That was one porridge. Don't do it.
Well, congratulations. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're now honorary Christmas gnomes for the rest of the day. Now keep that applause going for the lovely signature. Putting up with all of our mischief today. Well, now I've got to be making my way back to the Hale Loft. Nope. I've got a lot to do before Christmas. So, from all the Norwegians to all of you, this is Sigrid and Ulanisson saying... Happy
holidays to you all. That
was very good.
Go you.
That looks delicious. Say something. Oh, yeah.
Camera's on my neck.